All right, we're going to round out the day in the event here on Channel 9 Live, native style, and we're doing Going Native Live. Please tweet your questions to #CH9Live. We have some great guests. Co-host Tony Goodhue.
Hi there.
How you doing? Boris James.
Hi.
And Ale Contente.
Hello.
So let's talk a little bit about Boris. We're going to jump right into the DirectX stuff you've been talking about. Can you kind of just kind of clue us into what you gave a talk about today?
So we announced a whole bunch of new tooling in Visual Studio to support kind of graphics and DirectX development in general.
Yeah.
So from a brand new image editor that supports image formats that are popular in games, to a graphics debugger that allows you to capture frames from DirectX and inspect and analyze what went wrong in the rendering, all the way to even allow you to inspect 3D models.
Nice.
And understand what's going on in Visual Studio.
Cool. And we're going to have a video on Channel 9 Live later today where they can watch my bad camera work and
nice.
A great conversation with you and JP.
Good, yeah.
I mean, envious, man. These things is too nice to demo, right?
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. And,
it's really, really cool.
It is super cool, man. Especially for people that don't know nothing about it.
Right on. So Tony, I don't know if people out there know Tony, but Tony's like behind the scenes doing a lot of the magic stuff we talk about. Tell me a story, man.
Well, I'm the product manager for C++, and I would like to point out that we haven't had a C++ product manager, I think, since the last time I was the C++ product manager back in 2000.
Wow.
And I was speaking to Craig Simmons, and I was saying, you can see the difference. Go back to conferences in 2010. We had little C++ content.
Yeah.
You get yourself a product manager, and then it's up to 40% of your stuff is C++. It's
nice. Like,
I'd like to believe the engineering team made that happen, but
there are disagreements
we have.
Excellent. Well, everybody needs to have...
Everyone's allowed their own opinion, but we're only allowed one set of
facts.
Where
were you in the last 10 years?
So now this is actually the last conference I can remember in a long time that Microsoft has put on, where the C++ team was sort of like front and center, along with everybody else. So let's talk a little bit about how C++ has evolved to meet the needs of what we've learned about this week, with the Metro UI and all this other stuff. Can you address that? We had you on earlier talking about XAML and C++.
Right. But, you can talk also about, the C++, getting, the modern C++. In a certain sense, the C++ renaissance we've been talking about.
Yes.
In going native. And now you can use, C++ in a modern way to write, very, very elegant code, but very, very performant and so on. And we are adding just more layer now. We have XAML UI, we have more tool for DX and so on. So wherever type of application you are trying to write, there is a lot of things you can write with C++. Just talking with the audience here, the last 2 days, every time I talk to someone, there is always a different type of application being written. Like, is it CAD, or is telecom things, or is it image processing, right? So many different things, right? There's sometimes
I think Charles, you yourself had said this, right? Yeah. That we tend to rat hole C++ into system programming, but everything we see is there's a tremendous diversity.
Sure.
Networking.
Network communication. Yeah, you're right.
There's a tremendous diversity of C++ developers that we've seen here.
Absolutely.
You could characterize Visual C++, our tool, and C++ language as really being the power and performance tool for Windows.
Okay.
That's what we're about, taking that excellence around the power, the expressivity of the language, what you can do, and marrying it with the utmost possible performance.
Excellent. And, of course, WinRT itself is written in native code.
Indeed.
Duh. Yep. Right? So it's native to native, which is going to be native.
Yep.
So
kernel also written in native code.
Excellent. Yes.
C.
Hey, we got our first question from the brand user. Will the C++ IntelliSense, of course, here we come. Will the C++ IntelliSense and similar dev helpers be on par with that of C#?
I'll take it? Okay.
Or Tony.
Well,
no.
Passes the product team.
So we continue to improve IntelliSense for C++. So in VS 11, we have automatic filtering of member lists that help you kind of drill down into exactly the API that you need. We highlight references, just like in C# as well. So there's a whole bunch of things that we've done, code snippets to come, again, the kinds of things you would call parity with C#, colorizing user types and macros and colors, static fields, you name it. There's like all the colorization you could possibly want.
Okay.
Will we have parity? Will we literally be the same? No. C# is a very toolable language. We often make the trade-off between performance versus productivity, and that often means, you know, that you'll get great performance at the expense sometimes of great productivity.
To drill in on what you said there, though, I think the key thing that we did was we invested in the core IDE and the engines and so on. So, you know, a lot of the challenge that we've had in keeping consistent with, you know, the Visual Basics and the C# is that there was a bunch of bits and pieces in the IDE that we hadn't implemented. Mm-hmm. And in this release, we've gone in and implemented a bunch of those. And this means that now, as the IDE team, as the ALM team start delivering more stuff, by default, it will support C++.
Great.
And it's not all IntelliSense. It's also, you know, the ecosystem around, like unit testing, you know, code analysis, and more integrated things, right? You know,
I think you're going to find far less features in Visual Studio where when you click, it doesn't support C++.
Sure. All right. Another question from Rabid Lion Games. This is definitely going to be from Boris. Right. Are Metro UI DirectX games limited to DirectX 11? Or can DirectX 9 app use Metro UI?
So the answer to that one is pretty simple. For Metro-style apps, DirectX 11 is the only API of DirectX, the only family of API from D3D that is that works. So D3D 9 APIs do not work in Metro-style apps.
Okay, there's your question. Great answer. Nice and short.
Yeah.
Nice short. Tony? Why? I'm just kidding.
Playing with the problem. Well, we went away and did a lot of research.
All right, more Andrew. Will C++ have some features for Azure manipulation?
No.
Now,
well.
Wait. Yeah, we.
That
we
might
can
be a bit of a vague question.
That's a vague
it's kind
question.
Of vague, right? It's
so,
not, yeah.
C++ is a very popular language to run code on Azure.
Right.
I don't know what Tony might have the stats, but we absolutely support running C++ worker code on Azure.
Okay.
And that's actually a huge scenario.
Right.
You know, if you have the entire WinRT stack and the WinRT2 stack, you know, to send HTTP requests and so on. So
yes.
That could be pretty good.
Right. For example, in that keynote demo that we showed, with Tankster.
All right.
You know, a centralized Azure service, you know, there's the consumption and production of the Azure service, you know, and we can certainly with C++ do both ends of that spectrum.
Excellent. So there's your answer. Paul Draper, please do a comparison contrast of WinRT versus Windows API. Oh yeah, we'll do that in the next like 3 minutes.
That's probably.
Is WinRT a direct competitor layered on top of the Windows API, etc.? So I guess you got to draw the stack. Yeah. Draw the stack of nine guys.
Drawing?
Let's
you
use nine guys to draw
right,
the
that's
stack.
For you.
Okay.
Okay, and now so he's going to go long.
Okay. You put them like Legos. No.
Let's answer his question.
So the question is, when we talk about Windows API, we mean Win32, right?
Yeah.
So there is the desktop Win32 API that works with desktop application for C++. And for Metro-style application, you use WinRT APIs and a subset of Win32 APIs, like do you consider DirectX and D2D and DirectWrite a Win32 API? Maybe, yes, we can say that.
Okay.
You know, and so that you can use in Metro style. And there are, of course, you know, WinRT APIs that are kind of, you know, tailored for Metro style, like access the file, access the camera, and so on.
Sure.
Simplified and object-oriented and brokered through the sandbox.
Yeah.
So I definitely, it's all built as a stack. But there is no contrast. There is no. They are not in competition, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are really talking about two different type of applications: right? The desktop application and the Metro style applications.
Great.
And that's the key thing. You know, a lot of people get caught up in the tyranny of or. You know, I can do this or I can do this.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to do here is really deliver the happiness of and.
Okay. You know, the happiness of and.
You want to be able to do this and do this
right
and
on.
Do the right thing for the, you know, for the right application.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And Windows is reinventing, you know, Windows.
So reimagining, I believe.
Reimagining.
A bold reimagining.
A bold reimagining.
Fast and fluid.
And look, for that person who asked the question, I highly recommend you watch Alesha's big picture session from day one, because he actually answers your question in both code and in PowerPoint with nice little stats.
And Christoph actually has a talk on Friday that I believe will be streamed. Not streamed live, but streamed post.
All talks will be on C9.
That will cover a lot of that difference in terms of the namespace and stuff. So.
All right. So, I'm not sure why this is for C++ people.
I'm going to...
Boris, you want to try SharePoint
one? I'm not sure what SharePoint unit testing in
Well, so let me answer this question.
Okay, Tony's got an
answer. As long as you write the SharePoint apps in C++.
You know, you fall out of the case statement into, like, default, and that's Tony.
Right. You know, so the question is about what about SharePoint unit testing in Visual Studio 2011? You know, in terms of unit testing, we've done a lot of work.
Sure.
You know, and in fact, one of the cool things that we've done is to enable unit testing for C++ applications. And we've done that with a native unit test framework.
Yeah.
You know, so that your unit tests now are actually written in native code. You know, they're not. It's not like you're writing something else that exercises your API. You're using the native code to go and do that unit testing. Now, if you wanted to do unit testing in SharePoint, you'd probably have to ask the SharePoint team about that. But in terms of C++ unit testing, you know, which was the gratuitous input of unit testing feature set here,
absolutely,
you know, we have it in C++.
Right on, man. And of course, that's the context of what we're talking about. Al, welcome back. Thank you for all of your great questions and for sticking with us, man. This is for Boris.
Again,
the DirectX tooling, is that available for all VX apps or just WinRT?
So the short answer is yes, it's available for both.
Great.
The somewhat longer answer is we have kind of two aspects to our tooling. We can open up a whole new set of assets that we couldn't before, from a direct draw surface to a PNG to an FBX model. All of those things work independent of any rendering stack.
Right, exactly.
You could be writing OpenGL code for all I care.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I care, but you could. Then we have a debugging tool, and the debugging tool works on any Windows application, Metro style or not, as long as it uses D3D 11 and above,
okay.
So not D3D 9.
Great. So what happened to the Tony question that was up there? Looks like it disappeared. Oh, well, I thought that looked
pretty
cool.
What's the best way to start learning?
That's a little small. I need a little bit bigger, but that's fine. So people wanted to ask Tony a question. Tony, give us, what do you think about what we've learned over the past 2 days from a perspective of a C++ product manager?
Well, you know, going back, as you said right at the start about, you know, it's been a long time since we've had a lead conference, a big banner conference with C++ being such a prominent position. And this comes back, when you look at the statistics of the user base, you know, we know that out of our traditional developer space, you know, out of people building, that are professional devs that are building, you know, applications, that 41% of the 18 to 29-year-olds are using C++.
Crazy.
Right? Crazy, yeah.
You know, a lot of that usage is, we've sort of not focused on that. We've been able to bring that focus back. But I really do want to comment on the happiness of Ann thing again. You know, what we've shown in Alesha's talk, in the various XAML talks and so on, is that we support all the languages that we have. Mm. And having this C++ support at a first-class level is something the team's very, very proud of. And, you know, we're glad we went and did that work.
Awesome. And so they put the Tony question up, but of course, poor Tony can't answer this for a number of reasons, the most obvious of which he's not on the Windows Phone 17, and you should ask them. But, you know, we all want native code on our device, man.
Repeat
but
the question.
We're the wrong people. So he asks, Tony, when can we have native code on Windows Phone 7? Tony?
So on the advice of my legal counsel, I cannot comment on that.
But keep asking. Just ask the right people. That's not us.
Right.
And I do want to be clear, though, that, you know, we hear what you're saying, and we are very keen to explore doing that work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but this is the Windows Phone, team, and
absolutely,
they own the platform.
They do.
You know, and we're very happy working with them. And
yeah.
You know, that's really sort of all I can say in that sort of sense. But we certainly have taken on board that native code development for the mobile device space mm-hmm. is important. It's something that we have internalized.
Amen. You know. Especially if you have DirectX 11 on a device.
Right.
All right, so Sprite XP, what's the best way? It's a good question. What's the best way to start learning C++ 11 and WinRT? They're two different questions, but let's talk about that. I mean, one is the other, put them together.
Yeah, but I also, when you talk about C++ 11, you also talk about the modern C++. I think, you know, one good start is also, you know, just look at the recording of all the session that we have from here. The two, I mean, Herb Sutter, the two talks he has here at Build Conference, they're actually, one is about WinRT, and one is about C++, the modern C++, right? Mm-hmm. So they are kind of really opening that. And then we are going to have more documentation. Documentation starts to trickle down online. Mm-hmm. And we really want to focus on, you know, what we call the happy path, you know, how you write C++, you know, in a great way. I mean, even talking with more people outside here, mm-hmm. a lot of people want to contribute to that. And so
excellent. I think from what we're seeing, we're on the verge of having the books about C++ 11 really starting to come out.
Okay.
You know, the standard got ratified. That's when the authors are like, okay, I know the name now. I can write my books. So, you know, we're starting to see that. I think you're going to see more and more of those published. Mm-hmm. So you can start learning with the right modern kind of approach as opposed to starting with old C++ code from back in the day.
And sort of the question, you know, the insightful part of how do I start learning C++ 11 is along the lines that, you know, C++ today is not the C++, you know, of 20 years ago.
Sure.
Okay. You know, and so starting and looking at it today, you get a lot different exposure to what you should be writing in the language. And, you know, Ali mentioned Herb, and Herb has had the talk on what does it mean to write you know, modern C++.
Yeah.
And I think people will look at that sort of thing, they'll see these books, and they'll find that it's much easier to enter than they, you know, than people of years ago remember.
But I mean, one could also argue that if you've never programmed in a C++ and you want to learn, a great book would be Bjarne Straustrup's book on programming in general, where he uses C++ as the language to teach people about programming.
Always.
That's a great book.
Yes, always.
Here's a good question, and this is one of the beautiful things about Windows 8 Metro, and the great work you guys have all done in your platform. What are the options to calling into managed code from C++ today, what we learned about at this conference, versus, say, last week?
So I'd say for desktop applications, nothing has changed.
Yes.
So C++ CLI continues to work and has IntelliSense in VS 11.
That's great. Actually, something changed.
Changed.
Yeah.
Something came back. Com interop continues to work. All the same mechanisms P-invoke. Are there.
Yes.
P-invoke continues to work. For Metro-style applications, the recommended approach that we support is to actually use WinRT.
Yeah.
WinRT was designed to do this, to allow multi-language
interop.
Yes.
So the same language extensions that we use in C++ CLI, the same syntax allows you to talk WinRT without having to necessarily cross a native to managed barrier if you don't want to.
Yeah.
So that's what we support on Metro style apps.
Excellent.
And we,
you have something to add?
We do not support C++ CLI.
Ah, right.
You do not support C++ CLI in Metro style apps.
Yes.
Right. So we support the syntax, but that's the syntax of WinRT.
I understand.
Not the syntax for.
But you do, and you, of course, support ISO standard C++ as well.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Always.
But of course.
Yeah.
Actually, someone asked that. It was a fair question because they saw the C++ CLI like syntax, and they're what's Microsoft doing?
Could be confusing. No,
okay,
no,
so red line. Yeah, this sounds like a question that my good friend Boris has heard before. Do you think we'll ever see breakpoints, et cetera, for debugging HLSL shader code?
So. Yes, I believe we'll someday see breakpoints for debugging HLSL shader code.
That's the answer
Ever,
that you get.
Right.
But the work that you guys have done in what you talked about in Dev 11 for debugging into pixels, for example, is excellent. Man. I mean, that's good. Not debugging HLSL, though. Al asked another. So this is going to be a DX party. Anybody else want to answer questions besides Boris? The DX tooling looks awesome. Will you also invest more in docs and learning resources like screencasts for DX11 as well?
Well, we're going to put Boris on the road, and he's going to go around and visit every one of those 41% of 18 to 29-year-olds.
Nice.
And do a personal introduction on how to do DX development.
So
beautiful.
There's no doubt that there's a lot more learning to be done. DX11 is newer than DX9, and so we do realize it's important for us to create as many samples as possible, as many docs as possible. And that's not our team. That's our team as well as the Windows team. As well as the entire
DX team.
Absolutely. So Anna Karand asks, are Metro and desktop apps two different animals? Is Metro ready for serious lob? Line of business apps.
Yep.
It's for you.
So
this is a Tony question,
that's
man.
Tony
this
question.
Comes back to my happiness of Anne
okay.
thing. You know, if you look at what we've seen at the conference so far, there are clear classes of applications that suit the Metro style of app, and then there are clear classes of applications that are the desktop. You know, Visual Studio is a desktop application, and you know, while you can, you know, the tablet device, because we've seen everyone, you know, sitting around outside, banging away on their tablet device with Visual Studio.
Yeah,
that Metro style UI is not something that you'd build a dev tool in.
Yeah,
you know, and so these applications, it's not I have to or not. Mm-hmm. I can run my existing line of business applications on Windows 8 in the desktop. Jason Zander, in his breakout session, the What's New in Visual Studio 11, showed taking a WinForms app written in WIDBI, you know, Visual Studio 2005, and moving it forward to VS 11 without any code changes and running it in desktop mode in the desktop on Windows.
Yeah.
So you have that line of business support.
Yep.
You then have the ability to look at the Metro-style applications and work out how that will integrate with your line of business system.
Excellent.
I think Metro-style line of business apps will also have an amazing future. I've had lunch today with talking to people. The number of ideas they have running through their head a tablet device that you could be having in a meeting where you use a line of business app that is customized for that user experience.
And the federation
designed
apps,
for internal usage, where it's pulling in information from your organization. Yeah. I think people are absolutely excited, and I think there'll be lots of great apps. So I absolutely think it's ready for that.
And you'll see, you know, our partners, you know, in the VSIP program, helping deliver on that sort of reality.
Excellent. Yeah. So I mean, and just to sum up, you don't have to write an ugly app to be a line of business app. Now I'm not saying that it's ugly, but what I'm saying is you can be modern. You can be new.
We've actually
you can
seen,
use your fingers.
I've even seen a company do their line of business apps using game design and game approaches.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Imagine that, a line of business app you actually want to play.
Now, here's a question for you guys. Are you surprised by the volume of interest by the attendees here in C++?
No.
No.
Personally, no.
Not really,
I did this as part of coming, as part of the work moving into VS11. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of research into, you know, the community and how language usage was split and this sort of stuff. And that's where, you know, that 41% stack came from. And so what we had been looking at from our statistics in previous releases didn't accurately reflect the enthusiasm and use of C++ in the community. Mm-hmm. And with our new survey and research tools, we're seeing that. And so when I came here, was not surprised at all about the interest. I know that C++ is, you know, the most widely used language. Mm-hmm. You know, when you consider programming language, it's not HTML or something like that. The most widely used language in the professional programming area, and it's one of the most widely used language in the, you know, this world of Metro style applications and you know, this sort of thing. So it didn't surprise me at all.
Cool. How about you, Boris?
So I'm never surprised by the enthusiasm of our C++ attendees.
Okay.
I think, if anything, I've seen some shock from some of our .NET followers here.
Okay.
Who are, you know, hey, these guys are talking with a vengeance. You know, we're here. We're loud, and we're creating, you know, some buzz. Yeah. I think next year we're going to have even more. That's my prediction.
Really?
Absolutely.
Rock and roll. Signore.
I wasn't surprised so much, but really, like I said, you know, talking to all the people I talk to, there is always some C++ code out there. Mm-hmm. That encourages, it really, you know, t- touch, I mean, a lot, right? I say, wow, all the time, right? I didn't have, you know, a C++ badge on me. And not that people were just jumping on me because I had C++, just the dude like that, with a black shirt, right?
Right on. Now, of course, I wouldn't complain as the product manager of C++ if we had 100% usage.
Agreed.
There's always space for more, right?
Yeah. Just
world domination is not a dirty
world domination. Yeah. Well, you guys are already everywhere, right? I mean, you empower most of the stuff. So, you know, on this topic is interesting because at C++ and Beyond, during one of our conversations with the three amigos, the people know who I'm talking about, Scott Myers, Andre Alexandrescu, Herb Sutter, Herb mentioned that Bjarne says things like, people don't actually know how people are using C++. There's, I mean, in a good way. I mean, there's so much that's being done that we might not necessarily understand or know or be privy to or whatever. It's an interesting point.
I think when you have a language that's very successful or unbelievably successful in this case, you can't really typecast it.
Yeah, you really have to look at the entire...
When a language is just starting, it might have a specific type, you know? And then once it becomes broadly used, look at JavaScript, right? It went from being web-only, client-only, to now on the server. Right. This is what happens when a language really explodes and becomes popular.
Right.
You can never typecast it.
And then the attributes of that power and flexibility of the language itself mean that it is used for a lot. It can be used for a lot of stuff. So being able to say, no, C++ is this systems programming language that is only used here, it's just not the case anymore.
All right.
True. And with the C++ 11, it certainly has gotten a higher level of abstraction. Please tweet your questions to #CH9Live. We have C++ people here. We're going native live. We'll have a second segment as well. Herb Sutter will come on board. We'll geek out about C++ 11.
Nice.
We'll also have Joanna Mason, and we'll geek out about XAML. And speaking of XAML, I mean, it's really interesting to see in the Metro world this. One of the things that C++ developers have asked a lot, and you know this, Tony, Mr. Feedback and engagement with the community, they want a modern UI for native developers. Do they have one now?
I for the Metro style application, certainly.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Rock and roll, man. Where you can use HTML5 or XAML. It's amazing. Tech Trash. Again for Boris. Is DX11 game dev going to be targeted via C# language through a mix of WinRT and CLR? Will this be through the XNA platform?
Okay. let me see if I can parse that. So if I understand the question correctly, is if I want to write DirectX game using C# for a Metro-style app, what do I do?
Yes.
I think that's the question.
Okay.
And for now, we have nothing to announce in terms of XNA support.
Okay.
XNA will not support Metro-style apps at this point.
Okay.
And beyond that, we don't have anything to say about C#.
Sure. So basically, there's no answer.
Yep.
But that was nice. I like that. And here's an answer. Use C++, man.
Well, you know, to give it a different spin, I mean, if you write your code in C++, you open yourself up not only to a great power and performance kind of experience on a device, which can be very important, and I'm willing to say it, you also open yourself up to a much broader platform set.
Cool. So speaking of questions we can't answer, this one's especially for Tony. Is there any new integration between C++ and Nokia QT that we're going to support in Dev 11? I don't know what to make of this question.
Well, it's again, we don't own Nokia.
Yes.
And we don't own QT. We don't own C++, so I don't know. There could be.
Yeah.
Historically, the QT team has actually built designers in Visual Studio, and they themselves have embraced Visual Studio without us having to do anything. So we support that fully if they want to do that.
Excellent. Now, what about one of the cool things about this new world is the seamless integration of very different languages. So what was it like coming from your side to be able to, say, interact with JavaScript, which is very, very different, or interact with C# without using Com Interop? Can you talk really briefly, since this is the last question?
I remember one of our colleagues was just fooling around getting started. He had no context beyond anything more than anyone on outside here.
Yeah.
He hadn't been privy to the design discussions. He just got started. He's like, I wanted to build some code. And he had played with Bullet, this physics engine.
Yeah.
And he liked it, and he got it working. And then he said, well, I like this WinRT. Let me try to make a WinRT class for it.
Yeah.
Whipped it up in hours,
yeah.
a matter of hours, and had it called from JavaScript by the end of the day. And he had no context,
yeah.
no history.
Awesome.
And so that was an amazing feeling, yeah, for him and for us.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's keep that question that's up there, because that's going to be for the next segment with Herb Sutter coming up. We want to thank you guys for coming on. You're going to stay on, co-host.
I'm going to stay on for a little bit, yeah.
Great.
And great job, as always,
thank you,
Boris.
Sir.
Great
thank
job,
you.
Ale.
No problem. Thanks.
Really, really
nice
good times, guys.
Absolutely.
Good days.
Thank you, guys.